IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
Today is also Singles Day, Single Day Awareness Day, as those single people would not have been aware that they are single. Yeah, I think it is just a little bit odd, maybe even a little insensitive. Yes, I know it's for us to be aware that there's single people in the world, but I don't know, nothing screams victimization, I think, like this. Angela Day is a clinical psychologist. She's a relationship therapist. Good morning. How are you? Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning, and thank you for having me. I'm excited to be with you and your listeners.
So it's obviously Valentine's Day is just this huge, huge pressure day. And the day following Valentine's Day, Singles Awareness Day, as though singles weren't aware that they were single on Valentine's Day. I mean, wow, now let's extend it and rub it in just a little bit longer, because maybe they haven't suffered enough. What kind of pressure do they feel on Valentine's Day?
I'm not sure that we should assume that that singles feel pressure on Valentine's Day. Maybe people who are in couples feel more pressure on Valentine's Day.
I speak for all of my male listeners. I can tell you that Valentine's Day is hugely pressurizing, hugely so.
100%. I think my husband delivered though, so I'm grateful for him. But I think on the subject of singles, there's that space of self-love, right? Mm-hmm. And I mean, I think more and more of us are starting to be aware, especially since the COVID pandemic, what it means to really get in touch with yourself when you're at home all by yourself and trying to reach out to create a community. So I think Singles Awareness Day, we can refine it to mean self-love day.
I like that, and because I think that whether you're in a couple, whether you're a part of a couple, or whether you're single, this is pretty important as well. You know, we always watch, it's always interesting to watch a process when a couple gets together, and it gets a bit confusing as to whose identity is whose. And I personally always worry about those couples, because you can be a very strong couple together, but still remain real people in your own right. Surely that's important.
I think it's essential. I think culturally, many of us, you know, even when we go to the marriage altar, hear the call to joining as one. Mm. And then the couple has the job of redefining what that oneness looks like. But in my experience, I find that it is so important that each one of us create a space of autonomy, which means that we get to know ourselves, our needs, who we are, what makes us tick. And hopefully, if we're choosing a partner after that process, then we find someone who complements us. If we have found someone earlier, before we have actually created that space where we have gotten to know ourselves a little bit better, then we have the job of getting to know your partner, yourself, and finding that space of refinement where we respect one another and our own space of individual growth as well as mutual growth.
Hmm. It's always interesting, and I wonder if it's a millennial thing, you know, couples that where we are pregnant. I've got a friend, sometimes I'll say to him, how are you doing? And he says, no, we're doing great. And I always say to him, I didn't ask. That's a third question. I'll ask how you are, I'll ask how your wife is, and then I'll ask how you are as a couple. Those are three different questions, actually. If I say to you, how are you, it's not a weak answer. It's a you answer. And he always looks at me like I'm completely mad, and maybe I am partially, but it's a point I'm trying to make, that we still surely, there are different parts to us, and it's okay that there are.
I think it's important that we recognize that, yes, we are individuals, we are singletarians before we are a couple, but that's an individual choice. If somebody feels that acknowledging themselves as a we is what supports them in their space and their own, you know, personal life growth, then so be it. Yeah, I think it's important that you've done that you've reached out to them and you really want to know how they are.
Right.
Behind the rhetoric of, oh, I'm fine, or we're fine, or I really want to know how you are doing. You know, a genuine, honest conversation on what's going on with my friend. Yeah.
My son raised a question to me the other day, and he said to me, why is it that couples feel an enormous pressure to introduce other singles to make, you know, to introduce them to other people so that they become couples. What is it about couples that want to or feel the responsibility of introducing singles?
I think it depends on the couple, and it's a very individualist couples based answer. I think some people do feel more secure having other couples around them. I don't want to say gender-specific, male or female. I think that's a whole other conversation to be had as far as even when it comes to couples, looking at gender's roles. And I've met quite a few youth now who are commenting on that they've been moving beyond him and her.
Right.
But as far as your son is concerned, maybe I think it's a cultural thing where people really believe that couples may be happier. I mean, and therefore they want their friend to be happier, as if they can't be happy as a single. I'm all for singles. I'm all for couples.
Whatever works for you, I would imagine. It's you know whatever makes you happy.
Research does show that men who are married live longer.
That's interesting.
We didn't say happier. But we did say they live longer.
I was just going to say, or does it just feel longer? but that is and women.
Women live longer than men anyway.
Right,
so,
that is true. That is true. All right, because maybe there's no doubt that being cared for and being in a relationship that has depth and value and values you both and the other things that are important gives meaning to your life. There's absolutely no doubt about that. Well, certainly in my experience. But
I think you're correctly right. And again, that can happen whether you're single or you're married. I think society is really making huge changes towards the space of mental health, well-being, and taking care of yourself and living your best life. And I think you can do that whether you're married or if you're single.
Absolutely right. Angela Day, the clinical psychologist, relationship therapist at ADCP. Thanks for your perspective. Fascinating conversation. It's 8:30. I'm Howard Feldman. A very good morning.